It's the odd to Newfoundland. Ghostly greetings from your host, Jonathan.
31 days of Halloween.
Everybody knows who Bigfoot is. You know, Sasquatch, Skunk Ape, Grassman, and there's a bunch of other regional names as well. But I like to call him Bigfoot. He's been seen all over the continent. They may differ in appearance or behavior, but one thing that is usually consistent is that for all their size and strength, they seem to be mostly peaceful and benevolent denizens of the forest. Much more likely to run away or hide than to confront you. Which is why it's so very strange that I came across some of these accounts of people being attacked by Bigfoot. Terrifying accounts of people being attacked by Bigfoot. These things are smarter than you think. Many of the accounts come from the 19th century all the way up to the present of a different side of these creatures that have a fierce, ferocious beast fully willing and able to take and attack, even kill if it has to. Although not as common as reports of the benign and gentle Bigfoot, the accounts of violent and aggressive Bigfoot attacks are rather scary and shocking, and I'm going to warn you, they show that there's perhaps more to these enigmatic creatures than meets the eye. You know, it's like any kind of animal. Once you find it, it's going to come after you, man. It's the truth. Perhaps the most widely known and publicized case of an attack on humans from an alleged Bigfoot occurred in the summer of 1924 when five prospectors by the names of Marion Smith, his son Roy Smith, and Fred Beck, Gabe Lefebvre, and John Peterson were out in the walls of Mount St. Helens in Skamania County, Washington. The group was out in the remote wilderness working on a claim in an area of a branch of the Lewis River, about 8 miles from Spirit Lake, when they came across their first of many oddities to come. There, embedded in the earth, was a series of footprints, reported as looking very human-like, but just much more massive, at around 14 inches in length, and with unusually stubbly old toes. Not long after this, the men began to see some strange creature through the trees during their trek, with a hulking, 7-foot-tall, gorilla-like figure seen on at least 4 occasions, which was described as being covered in long black hair and sporting 2 4-inch-long ears that stuck straight up, which is an odd detail to say the least, and not really common with many Bigfoot reports and sightings. At one point, one of the spooked prospectors, Marion Smith, fired at it to send it lumbering off. But far from cowering it, this seemed to only make the creature even more bold and curious. On the morning of July 10th, Beck purportedly sighted the creature standing some distance away near the edge of the canyon and decided to try and take a shot at it. He apparently managed to score the direct hit, and the bizarre figure apparently staggered and fell right over the edge of the canyon, plummeting 400 feet down, presumably to its death. It was perhaps this incident that could be the catalyst for what came next. Later that evening, the men were relaxing at their camp in the cabin they had built when they were startled by a sudden, urgent pounding on the roof that seemed to shake the whole structure. The prospectors were immediately on the alert and grabbed their rifles, still wondering what was going on. In addition to this pounding and thudding, the cabin began to be pelted by large rocks, some of which broke off pieces of the building or came careening straight through the windows and roof, at least one of which struck Beck to purportedly knock him unconscious. According to the news stories at all that time, the cabin and Beck would later claim that the men had fired wildly out into the night in all directions and even up through the roof in a panicked, desperate attempt to drive these menacing creatures off. That's right, I said creatures. According to him, the fight lasted all night as they cowered in their cabin, shooting at the monstrous, hairy intruders that were assaulting them from out in the night. They called them mountain devils, and it was not until the coming of morning they were finally able to escape, leaving their cabin, all of their equipment, and potentially very valuable claim behind as well. You can imagine, as soon as the story came out, the area came to be widely known as a canyon, and natives of the area suggested that the men had come across a tribe of 7 to 8 foot tall, hairy wild men with supernatural powers, who they called Setic. According to these tribal sources, members of this lost tribe were typically shy and hardly ever seen, but would exact great vengeance on anyone who killed one of their own. Not only is this one of the earliest reports of Bigfoot violence, but is the report that really got people interested in the phenomena of massive hairy ape men in North America, and the report really got people's imaginations going at the time. In a bizarre twist that may or may not have anything to do with Beck's story, in May 1950, a mountaineer and skier by the name of Jim Carter suddenly and mysteriously disappeared in Ape Canyon while out climbing an expedition with 20 other people on a warm, clear day. A subsequent search would turn up footprints that seemed to suggest that the missing man had been frantically running, as if being chased, even careening down steep embankments and hurtling recklessly across crevices. One searcher, mountaineer and member of the Seattle Mountain Search and Rescue Unit, Bob Lee, has said that there was a constant sense of being watched from the woods during the search. He would say of this expedition, very candidly, "It was the most eerie experience I have ever had. There was something strange in the high slopes of that mountain. I could feel the hair on my neck standing up. It was eerie. I was unarmed except my ice axe, and believe me, I never let go of that for a second." Carter's complete disappearance is an unsolved mystery to this day. Dr. Otto Trott, Lee Stark, and I finally came to the conclusion that the mountain devils must have got him. Oh boy, what do you guys think? Do you think Bigfoot's this nice, gentle creature we all think he really is? Or do you think it's possible that, given the right circumstances, much like us, these creatures can turn violent and deadly? Oh, boy. You know, I was really, really hoping Bigfoot would not be scary this Halloween, but what can I say? It's 2021, man. Yep. Even Bigfoot's got a scary mask on. Guys, hope you're enjoying 31 Days of Halloween on the Odd Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast. Don't forget to like and subscribe and listen to all these amazing episodes. You can pretty much go right up to episode 31 of this month and just let them all play through on Halloween. I think that'd be really cool. But I'm a huge paranormal dork, so you don't have to do that. Oh, come on. You know you want to. See you tomorrow, guys.